How's it going? This is Dante, Glenn's assistant, and you're listening to the Energy Awareness Training Podcast. Enjoy.
What's going on, everybody? My name is Dante. I am Glenn's assistant. I help him put out content so people can see said content and get some life-changing results. We had a couple people write in asking about, what do I do when I have self-attacking thoughts? What do I do when the voice inside my head is not the best kind of voice and is not my ally? You know, it's hard enough trying to go for our goals and trying to make the things that we want to happen in our lives happen when we're dealing with this negativity, this negative self-attacking thoughts and negative self-attack. So Glenn, what would you say to somebody who's dealing with self-attacking thoughts? How do you get out of that?
Great question, Dante. Here's what I mentioned first off. Everybody walking around has negative self-talk. No one ever told us growing up about this, but there's a voice, I call it the terrorist in your head, and its job is to try to keep you down, to try to disable you emotionally and mentally. So let's step back for a minute. If you're familiar with my work at all, then you know in energy awareness training, we view the world as an energetic world, and then we live in a field of energy. And it's so important to recognize in these energies that there are energies that want to lift us up, there are energies that want to bring us down. I have many videos explaining all this, but for the sake of brevity, just understand that we are in an energetic exchange as we walk around this planet, and that we have energies trying to influence us to be our best, to be more, to do more, to have more, to move into the life of our dreams, the life that we vision. That's what I call the high vibrational energy. Okay. And if there's a high vibration energy, there's also a low vibration energy. And the low vibration energy is stuff like anxiety, stress, worry, self-doubt, self-attack, etc. So we're interacting with these energies every day. No one ever told us that. That's why I call my work energy awareness training, to be able to get the word out that if you really want to, well, it's like what Tesla said, you know, Nikola Tesla, not the car manufacturer, the scientist of which the car manufacturer was named from. He said, if you really want to understand the secrets and the mysteries of life, then you'll start to look at everything in life in terms of energy, frequency, and vibration. So that's what in my training we do. And we see we live in an energetic world, and we're constantly dealing with energies. People are energies. Computers are energies. Air is energies. You name it, it's energy. Now, you may have heard that before, but what's interesting about the work that we do is that we recognize that energy, whether it's a human being, whether it's a job, whether it's an activity, whether it's a place, whether it's a time of day, whatever, these energies have a power, a purpose, a frequency. They're moving in a direction, and they give off information. So when you recognize that, you're able to see a world below the world that we live in. You're able to see a system operating behind the scenes. And that's why energy awareness training is so fascinating and gets such powerful results. Because it's like the metaphor I use is the iceberg, right? 10% above the water we can see, 90% below the water we can't see. You know the next line. If the Titanic wasn't sunk by the 10% it could see, it was sunk by the 90% that it couldn't see. So when we're dealing with energies, they're energies that we can see, they're energies that we can't see. So one of my favorite phrases is, that which we can see, we can control. That which we can't see controls us. And as we operate, we begin to notice as you learn my work or become energetically aware, you begin to notice that there are energies, there are forces that want to take you up, that want to inspire you, and there are forces that want to take you down. And this is what I call the high vibration energy and the low vibration energy. Now, the purpose of high vibration energy is to lift you up, is to bring you out of the turmoil that you've been in, that we're all in. We're all born, everybody walking around this earth is in recovery. We're all recovering from something, usually our childhood, our adolescence, teenage years, maybe our parents, maybe our family, whatever it is, we've all gone through stuff that I call low vibration energy. And according to the latest science, these energies that we experienced from, let's say, an emotional upset or trauma, these energies don't go away. They absorb inside us, inside our bodies, inside our energy field, and they keep working. And again, high vibration energy wants all the good for you. The low vibration energy wants all the bad. Now, these are the energies that we're dealing with, that we're encountering every day. Now, these energies operate externally and they operate internally. So I'm giving you a little bit of background before I answer your question, because it's important to understand that these energies operate, again, internally and externally. So if you want to see how the energy is working, pretty much you don't have to think much about it when things are going good. You know, when things are going good and everything's going the direction you want them to, you just take it for granted, right? But when things aren't going good, when things aren't the way you want them to be, that's when they become issues, and that's where trouble breeds. So understand this. High vibration energy attracts more high vibration energy. Low vibration energy attracts more low vibration energy. Okay, now, the way the energies work is, if I want to, it's like being in shape. Okay, well, if I want to get in shape, what do I got to do? Well, I got to work out. I got to exercise. I got to eat right, right? There are certain things that I have to do. Efforts, energy I have to take, actions I have to take in order to connect to being in shape, right? In order to be there. Now, what do I have to do not to be in shape? Dante, what do I have to do not to be in shape?
Just lay in bed all day long.
Nothing. Just sit there, yeah, or lay in bed or eat whatever I want. There's nothing. So there's no effort to what we don't want. But there is effort to what we do want, okay? Very important to understand. Now, when it comes to the energies, you know, again, the high vibration energy is stuff like happiness, joy, peace, strength, abundance, love, happiness, flow, creativity, all those good stuff. That's high vibration energy. The low vibration energy is just the opposite. It's worry, it's doubt, it's fear. It's a self-attack, it's anger, it's all the stuff that we don't want. Now, it's kind of funny, but this energy, the high vibration energy, is just like being in shape. If you want high vibration energy, if you want to feel good, if you want to achieve your best, be all that you can be, and do all you're capable of doing, that takes focused awareness and what we call doing our energetic exercises, or what we call the energetic platform, which means there's certain things that I do every day to connect, to be in what I call energetic shape. Now, the low vibration energies, they come looking for us every day. We don't have to go looking for it. It comes looking for us. And the prime place it starts looking for us is in our thoughts. Now, so I'm going to answer the question. It was why? What was the question, Dante?
How to deal with self-attacking thoughts and negative thoughts?
Okay. So what are self-attacking thoughts? What are negative thoughts? Okay. What it is? It's an energy. It's an energy that comes looking for us every day. In fact, if you want to see evidence of what the low vibration energy is up to every day, just turn on the 5 o'clock or the 11 o'clock news. And there's going to be some new war starting, or some new disease, or some new something that's low vibration energy that causes pain and causes suffering for people, God forbid. But you see that every day. And that's an energy that we have to deal with in this planet. And no one taught us about that. And that's why I'm telling people about that. That's why I'm getting the workout. So the prime place they come to you, and they approach you, is in your thoughts, and then in your emotions, and then in your behaviors, etc. So they come looking for us, and how do you know it's high vibration or low vibration? How do you know it's a low vibration? Pretty much by the way you feel. If you're feeling stressed, if you're feeling anxious, if you got fear, if you got worry, if you got self, that's low vibration energy. Now, comes looking for you in your thoughts. And one of the things that I can tell you, and a tip that I can share with you to start becoming energetically aware, is that I encourage you to recognize that you're not your thoughts. That all of your thoughts, this negative thinking, it's not sourced by you. See, I used to think when I would get these negative thoughts and I'd hear the voice going, you're not good enough, you know, you suck, you know, or everybody's better than you, or whatever the line is. When I used to hear that, I thought, wow, I had the thought that I'm not worthy. I guess I'm not worthy. Or I have the thought, nobody likes me. Well, I guess nobody likes me. But we didn't ask, where do those thoughts come from? Where does that come from? Is that the truth? Well, you and I both know that the head feeds you lies. In fact, fear itself, whenever you get the thought that you should be worried about something or fearful about something, that thought is fear. And fear is an acronym for false evidence appearing as real. So what that means is there are a lot of lies going on in your thought process, a lot of things that aren't true. And no one told us that we can't believe everything we think. So when we're in any kind of emotional suffering or we're down or we get depressed, it's because this low vibration energy is hacking into our thoughts. It hacks into your thought processes and tries to make its agenda your agenda. And what's the low vibration energy's agenda? To take you down. How far down? All the way. To create, you'll know it, because it creates separation, creates chaos, it creates disruption, it creates procrastination. All of the things that bring people anxiety and stress, brought to you by the low vibration energy. So when people ask about that, first thing I say is become energetically thought aware, which means source these thoughts. And when you get a thought that doesn't feel good, or a thought that wants to attack you, or a thought that you know isn't good for you, say, wait one second, where's that thought coming from? That's not my thought. For example, do you know that our energies, you know, our thoughts are based from our energies? And where do our energies come from? They come from a lot of different places. They come from, you know, of course, our childhood, adolescence, teenage years. They can come from our birth experience. They can come from pre-birth experiences. They can be handed down from our ancestors. New science called epigenetics that talks about that. So we can inherit, you know, negative traits, energies, or emotions from our, you know, from our relatives. Thanks, great grandpa. Appreciate that. Thanks for that stress, right? If you believe in past lives, or, you know, genetics, whatever it is, this isn't our first go around in this life. You know, our energies are a continuum. And that's not a belief, it's a fact that energy never dies, it just changes form. And this is why studying energy awareness training is so fascinating, because you recognize and get the answers to all the questions you've always wanted to know, but nobody ever had an answer for them. Well, the answer is in the energy and in energy awareness training. So to answer this question, first of all, it's to become the energetically aware. Second off is to be able to recognize, wait a minute, sometimes, have you ever had a thought or said something and it sounded just like your dad, or it sounded like something your mom said to you when you were a kid? I do that all the time. Sometimes when I'm driving around and I hear my dad going, what's this guy going to do? Look out. You know, my dad used to, what's this guy going to do? Like that. So I hear that coming out of my own mouth. What's this guy going to do? Oh my gosh, my dad's speaking through me. Well, that was the good stuff. But there's good stuff and there's not so good stuff. You know, our parents had their own way of looking at life, and hopefully it was a pleasant experience growing up. You know, a lot of us had challenges, you know, with mom and dad. And mom and dad, you know, doing the best they can. But sometimes the way they looked at things was kind of messed up. And that messed upness got passed on to us. And it's in our energy soup inside us. So energy awareness training is about identifying these energies and the energies that aren't good for us, the low vibration energies of anxiety, worry, stress, fear, you know, self-attack. We dissolve those energies. I show you in energy awareness training in the courses itself how to dissolve that energy, how to get rid of it, how to neutralize it, and get rid of the energies that we don't want and connect to the energies that we do want. And part of that is being thought aware to recognize you can't believe everything you think, and you must take control of your energetic thought processes, because either you control them or the low vibration energy thought process will control you. It's one or the other. And that's the first step on becoming energetically aware.
Brilliant. And a lot of good stuff you just said, Glenn. And I want to touch on two very, very big things. Number one, you know, we've been working together for a while. I've been helping you, and you've been thankfully, and I'm very, very gratefully, thankfully, you've been giving me a couple sessions here and there. And in the title of the company, Energy Awareness Training.
Yeah.
The training part of it, like going to the gym. As I've been working with you, and I've been going back into my day-to-day life, there's a lot of things I've noticed that, you know, the big part of like awareness that I've been aware of. And like, let's say, you know, when I smashed my guitar and kicked that trash can after I'd been drinking and we had a big session, I didn't even realize.
Now, what kind of energy was that? You smashed your guitar. What kind of energy were you in?
Low vibration, big time low vibration. And you know, as something you've said, alcohol being like one of the worst ways to incite low vibrational energy. But like that coaching session we did, I didn't realize how much that, you know, my mom drinking and being abused and dealing with abuse and all this had affected me. And I distinctly remember that night, even having trained with you, you know, one-on-one, going through your program, even with that training, I still was like, oh, you know, whatever. Like, I'll do a couple, you know, I'll drink a couple drinks. Like, well, they bought it for me. Like, the thoughts already came in. They already, like, had me. And I don't know. I just want to bring up, like, how important it is. This training has completely and radically changed my life. And it's so, so key to keep applying these things on a daily basis. And why it's so important to have a coach helping you, you know, get that feedback, like pinpoint the blind spots and things you weren't even aware of that were running you or completely taking control over you. So that was the one big point. The second big point is, what if someone's sitting here listening, you know, watching this video, and they're like, well, why don't I just go to like a Tony Robbins seminar? Or why don't I, you know, I'll just go get a couple books about it. What would you tell those people, you know, to dissuade them from wasting time, you know? And I love Tony Robbins. I've been to a couple of his events, but why is it so key to learn this first and then maybe supplement some other stuff on top of it? But why you need the foundations of energy awareness training first? What's the benefit and what's the downfall? People don't go that route. They don't start with it first.
Well, my program is radically different from everything out there, because I was a student of personal development. And in fact, I was a personal development trainer in a lot of different methods for a lot of years. And I took some of Tony stuff. Tony's a great guy and does great work in the motivational field. Nobody can get you jacked up, you know, as well as Tony can. But unfortunately, and that's an energy that he's able to get people into, you know, when people jumping up and down and, you know, walking on hot coals, that's an energy that people are in. And it's an empowering energy, but unfortunately the energy doesn't last. So when you get back home, you know, it dissipates. And in personal development, what I found is that most personal development, if not all of it that we see out there, runs on a basic formula. And it's no matter what book or what training, what seminars for the past 100 years, it runs on this basic formula. You know, have a vision or a goal, make a plan, work that plan, succeed. Kind of like a 4-step thing. And I did some research and found out that particular equation has a 97% failure rate. That means that 97% of the people who do that in some form don't get results. 3% do, but 97%, man, that's pretty huge. And I was one of them, and I didn't get the results I was looking for. And I've got 500 books in my library. I've done you know, thousands of trainings, seminars, and stuff. But what I found was in my discovery, nothing changes until energy moves. And remember I said about the iceberg, the 10% is the positive thinking stuff we're doing. You know, think positive, you know, change the way you look at things. Okay, that's 10%. But what really runs you is the 90%. And the 90% is the hidden energies that you're carrying around, that every human being walking around this planet is carrying around hidden energies that are influencing you. And I explain this all in the courses, but just to give you a thumbnail, that, and you know that they're hidden energies because there are different, again, forms, directions, and frequencies and information. So many times, you know, when we talk about self-sabotage, for example, we got one energy pulling us one way, we got another energy pulling us the other way. And one of the reasons why you haven't achieved the goals or have the life that you want, you know, if we could talk between you and I, why that hasn't happened for you is because there's energies that are limiting you that you don't recognize. You think, oh, maybe I don't want it bad enough, or maybe this, or no. You're being influenced by hidden energies every single day. And these energies are inside you. They're forming your beliefs. They're forming your thoughts. They're forming your emotions. And that's creating your behavior. And your behavior, what you do in life, creates the life you have. So these energies work internally. And I have a saying that I go by, which says, life doesn't come to you, it comes from you. Okay, think about that for a minute. Life doesn't come to you, it comes from you. So most people are thinking, oh, you know, if I get what I want, I'm lucky. If I don't get what I want, I'm not lucky. And life's a crapshoot. And, you know, it's one big mystery. Not if you're energetically aware. Remember what Tesla said, you can figure out what those mysteries are if you look at things from an energetic perspective. And that's what we do here. We look at things from the energies that are taking place. So the point I want to make is that whatever you see outside yourself, the situation you're in, they're created internally. They're created from, it's like a guidance system internally with you. You have a system, what we call an operating system inside you. And that operating system is based upon the energy that you're vibrating inside you. And that's creating your world outside, good, bad, or ugly, whatever it is. If you like it, great. It's coming from you. If you don't like it, great. It's coming from you. So rather than trying to change the outside circumstances, we change the energies. We identify, we want to go with the energies that are helping us, that are inspiring us, and we want to neutralize and diffuse those energies that are sabotaging us or want to take us down. And that's what the training is, energy awareness training. You know, it's not something you can do overnight, but it's something you can do relatively quickly to change your life. And I found, you know, if there was going to be one thing you were going to do this year that would make a radical change, you know, in your life in all areas, would be to study and learn energy awareness training, because the energy affects everything that you're doing. There's not one thing that you're going to do today that's not an energetic exchange. And if you don't know that the below the thing that you're doing, that there's an energy attached to it that has a power, a purpose, a frequency, a direction, and gives off information, you're going to miss a lot of what's going on in life. And that's why when people don't have the lives they want, you know, what's missing? You know, there's something missing in my life, or I'm not doing what I want to do or being what I want to be, and you don't know why. Well, I'm here to tell you why. It's because you got hidden energies working against you, as well as the energies that want you to move forward. So you got this tug of war, this inner turmoil. And President Abraham Lincoln said, a house divided against itself cannot stand. So this is one of the key factors, Dante, on really understanding what's going on inside of us.
Truly amazing. couple things, everybody. Number one, I want to give you like a practical example of this because it is very, very practical. I've been in a lot of the spiritual community, lots of spiritual Facebook groups, and I'm consistently on a daily basis seeing the conversations people are having related to energy, to ascension, to awakening, various things. And that's all great. I'm not knocking it. But the thing I've kind of seen, that's missing, that's lacking, is something practical. Like, what's the practical way to like make some more money, have more happiness, have more gratitude? Like, it's kind of very messy, chaotic, all over the place. And giving you guys a practical example, I'm getting ready to play a show tonight at a private birthday party, and I was in rehearsal for like 2 hours. And towards the end of my rehearsal, I kind of started, you know, visualizing like going to go play and like kind of getting a little bit of anxiety. And this kind of started building up, and I was like, whoa, wait a minute. I did one of the exercises Glenn teaches about getting out of your head, going to your center point, and anxiety ebbed away. I started laughing as I was playing, you know, rehearsing by myself. I started imagining all the people I'm going to meet, the great time I'm going to have. So it's very practical. It's like giving you tools to reframe, you know, the situations in your life, be the, you know, you get a flat tire, bills, like whatever the situation is, reframing it, getting you out of your head and into your body, feeling much, much better, and releasing the stress, releasing the anxiety, releasing the you know, as he calls it, low vibrational energy. And it's truly amazing. Glenn, I have to go real quick, but everybody, Glenn prepared a webpage for you, okay? It's called energyawarenesssecrets.com. And it's literally shows you in detail in a video everything that energy awareness training is going to do for you. It goes over all the different negatives, the problems that it solves, like depression, like anxiety. And Glenn, if you want to talk about it a little bit real quick.
I would say, you know, if you're watching this, you're going, this sounds interesting. This is all practical. We're talking about getting rid of those negative thoughts in your head. We're talking about getting rid of those negative emotions. We're talking about the ability to shift from dealing with negativity on a daily basis to having your life be one of positivity, of joy, of happiness, of peace. And it's possible. So the whole purpose of energy awareness training is to eliminate suffering in all capacities. And most of our suffering comes from our thoughts and from our emotions. So this is powerful stuff. It completely turned my life around, and that's why I'm helping other people do it. So I just encourage you guys to get curious and, hey, maybe there's something that could really help me get to where I want to go a lot faster and overcome the challenges I'm going through. So check us out. The website's energyawarenesssecrets.com, energyawarenesssecrets.com. We're on Instagram and Facebook and YouTube. You know, come look us up. We love helping people. The way we work is, you know, I do personal one-on-one coaching, you know, with students. We also have online classes and a lot of different ways to learn. So remember one thing, nothing changes until energy moves. Move your energy, change your energy, change your life.
And real quick, Glenn, to add on top of that, everybody, if you're already in a successful position, if you're making, you know, a good amount of money, maybe the desired income that you want, maybe things are going pretty well for you, I would encourage you to pick up one of the digital courses. However, if you are in a position, much like I was, struggling with severe anxiety, severe depression, you know, smoking cigarettes, alcohol, I would, from personal experience, highly, highly recommend working with Glenn one-on-one, because after one session, I stopped smoking cigarettes. After the next session, stopped drinking, and the depression went away. It's kind of insane. And you know, there's more testimonials on the website if you don't want to take my word for it. But from personal experience, I highly recommend it.
So my schedule is pretty full right now, but I'm taking, if you want to contact us, we've got a wait list. It's probably going to open up probably next month. I'll have some openings for coaching. So just go ahead and contact us and just say hi. And you guys, my last thought is, are those cool glasses that Dante's wearing or not, man? I mean, that's the coolest. He's going to show up at that gig and they're going to go, I don't know if the guy can play, but he sure got cool glasses. So good luck on that gig today, Dante. Thank you. And thanks for doing the video, you guys. And hit us up and stay in high vibration energy. Bye for now.
Hey, if you enjoyed that episode and you're ready to eliminate and dissolve any anxiety, fear, stress, worry, depression, if you're ready to heal your past emotional pain and trauma, then head to energyawarenesssecrets.com. Once again, that's energyawarenesssecrets.com.